Then, as I mentioned, by shifting the focus from himself to Christ, he intensifies their fear, he escalates his warning, and what he indicates is this: for even if I were to take some action and punish and reprimand the guilty ones, is it I who punishes and reprimands? It is he who resides in me, Christ himself. But if you do not believe this, but want to see evidence through actions of him who lives within me, you will learn soon. For he is not weak towards you, but is indeed powerful. And why did he add towards you, since he is mighty everywhere? For if he wished to punish unbelievers, he is capable, or demons, or anything at all. So, what is the purpose of this addition? The statement either greatly shames them by reminding them of the evidence they have already received, or else declares this, that for the time being he displays his power in you who ought to be corrected. As he also said elsewhere, for what business is it of mine to judge those outside the church? For those that are outside, he says, he will then hold accountable on the judgment day, but you even now, in order to save you from that punishment. But despite this example of his concern, which springs from deep affection, notice how he combines it with fear and intense anger, saying, who towards you is not weak, but is powerful in you?